It's ready, sir.
Let's call to order this meeting of the Nuthatch Township Trustees. It's a regularly scheduled meeting. It is April 19, 2018, 7 p.m. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. DeMichael?
Here.
Mr. Stolpa?
Here.
Mr. Raddus?
Here.
Could you please stand and follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We could please take a moment and think of our military members both at home and overseas. Thank you. First up on our agenda is accounts payable. This time I'd like to move to approve accounts payable check number 29122. Check number 29177, total amount $79,708.56.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Next is payroll. I'll move to accept payroll of check number 23916 through check number 23939. Total amount is $31,514.86, with $6,037.77 being deferred for employee discounts, OPERS, union dues, health insurance, etc.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Approval of minutes. Who were here from both of you?
I was not for the special meetings. Is that in there?
Yes.
I was not here for that.
You're talking about, no,
the 29th.
You just weren't here.
The 19th and the 29th?
Yeah, I was here for those. Okay. I thought you meant the last one.
All right. Next on the agenda is approval of March bank reconciliation. I'll move to approve the bank reconciliation dated 4/19/2018. No, I beg your pardon, that's not it. The bank reconciliation statement dated 4/17/2018. It's a one-page document as presented.
Second.
I amend that to be three pages.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Because you're not approving minutes.
To approve the following minutes: March 19th, public hearing meeting; March 19th, regular meeting; March 29th, public hearing; and the March 29th, special meeting.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Thank you. Purchase orders and training requests under other business. Mike?
I have none.
Mark?
Nope.
I have one. I'll move to accept the purchase order requisition for our service department. The vendor is Ag Design out of Seville. It is for Field 3 renovations to infield and Field 1 and 2 maintenance. Total amount is $12,450.
Second.
Discussion?
Danny, what exactly are you going to do?
They are going to get in there and laser grade Field Number 3, and then they're going to bring in a lot of, like 90 tons of mix to get it all back up to the grade it needs to be. We do them every few years. We try to pick a field every couple of years to keep up on them. We're going to try a new mix on this one, and because of the dust, if you ever drive by, there's going to be a dust that's going across Route 3 so bad you can't hardly see, so we're going to try something new.
We had it budgeted, and it came in under budget, is that right? By how much, do you remember?
I don't remember what I had in the budget, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, thank you. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddis?
Aye.
Mr. Stoffa?
Aye.
That's all I have. Department reports, Elaine?
For the month of March 2018, there were 29 permits issued as follows. Seven single-family detached, one seasonal, one pool, one shed, two residential additions, three decks, pergola, an agricultural pole barn, three turndowns, and a sign. And the fees we collected on that was $4,447.86. We had two new businesses come in, one on Pearl Road, which is Brothers Antique North, across from Timber Lodge, and True Bar Studio, which is a fitness place. It's on Medina Road, Plaza 71.
Thank you. Chief?
Do you have my report? I didn't realize we changed the, we were doing it, so.
Probably don't read them.
I guess I skipped some reports to comments, either way.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any comments?
Okay, I'll jump to, I can comment.
All right.
Just a couple of things. May is Bike Safety Month again this year. Spin down on Route 3 is going to donate a bicycle to us to give away. Last year, they participated in our program. The bike they donated is up to a $500 bike, which is sort of neat for a small businessman. Also, Walmart gives us a bike and a helmet, and they're usually sized to whoever wins it, so you're not going to be a little shaver and win a 27-inch midweight racer, so that'll go on all month with our yours truly event. We'll be drawing on May 30th. Also, I will be donating to the 911 Memorial, making a cash donation to that, putting it up, I believe, by Fire Station Number 1 in the city. And it'll be, it's a personal donation, but it'll be in behalf of Medina Township Police Department. They're breaking ground on that tomorrow at 4:00, so.
Thank you. Danny?
The culvert that we repaired on Cook Road?
Yes, sir.
After opening that up, we found out that the whole box culvert is deteriorating. It's going to need replaced. On the recommendation from the county engineer's office, they recommend us go for the OPWC money. That grant, we pay so much percentage of, you know, we'll find out in October if we get it. applied for. So I need a permission to have Celia send a letter to them asking to put us on the list for OPWC.
I'll move to allow Denny to move forward with that grant.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
What are we doing in the meantime, Denny, with that?
It's repaired now, but over time, it's just going to keep deteriorating.
Okay.
And also, I've been getting a lot of calls on Hood Road, the hill going up from Baghdad. There's a lot of erosion on the side. Actually, got a telephone pole hanging. You can actually see the bottom of it from Baghdad.
Yes, sir.
So the engineer is also recommending we set up an informational meeting on site. We need to figure out a date that we can meet the engineers out there and look at it and see what their suggestions are going to be on that road.
This is the same area we met about a couple years ago? That was on Cook.
That was the one-lane bridge down there, Cook. This is down by Baghdad as well.
Okay. What do you propose?
Next week at the latest. He can do it after these guys get off work, after Mike get off work, what, 3:30 or? He said being an informational meeting, it does not have to be advertised. Anybody's welcome to come to it, but it does not have to be advertised because you're not making no decisions.
Tuesday, 3:30?
That works.
Tuesday, the 24th at 3:30. See if you can arrange that, please, Denny, and follow up with us. Let us know that he's able to make it.
I'll let you know.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, that's all. Thanks.
I'm sorry, I overlooked a purchase order. I have another purchase order. I'll move to accept the purchase order for our admin department. The vendor is CareWorks out of Dublin, Ohio. It is OTA 42 2019 Workers' Comp Group Rating Program. $3,256 is the total.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Just get signed by Angela.
You and Angela.
Right here.
You're trustee and she's department head. Oh, you're talking about that. Sorry. I think that's mine. Let's see.
I didn't sign the front yet.
Yeah, that's just for me. So, yeah, you just have to sign it. Can approve department reports or not? Do you know?
Yes, I am. To approve the 2018 month of March department reports as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
You wanted what now?
Before that?
Yeah. Sure. Trustee Raddick asked that we have an executive session for the Remsen Road building before we discuss the Remsen Road building in public here. So I'll move to go into executive session for the potential sale of the Remsen building with the three trustees and fiscal officer.
And Denny Miller.
And Denny Miller.
Thank you. Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
We will enter executive session at 7:15 p.m. I'm moved to come back from executive session at 8 p.m. where...
So soon.
The three trustees, fiscal officer, and Denny Miller were talking about the potential sale of the Remsen building.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Mr. Stoffer?
Aye.
Next up, under old business, discussion of the Remsen Building. So if it pleases the board, I'll move that we open up the, well, you know what, we don't even have to do that. We'll just give anyone the opportunity to say what they want to say about the building. If you can limit yourself to about a minute or so, we'll take that into consideration with what we're going to do going forward. So anyone have anything they'd like to offer about the building? Now's your chance.
Somebody's saying, I thought, I've got to say something.
All right.
I didn't raise my hand before, you can steal the show.
I know what you said, now I'm waiting for somebody to say something, I'm saying that. Okay, at the last general meeting, I have a question regarding, there was a...
YouTube name and address.
Oh, I'm sorry. John Bassalone, 4971, Shady Brook Run, Medina Township. Last general meeting, there was an offer made for $100,000. I was going to ask the question, is that, have you considered or have you begun negotiation process on that, one? And second, have you looked at or have already secured an appraisal of that property so that you would be able to reasonably know the situation in terms of, you know, what's a good price, what are we getting out of, you know, all that stuff. So I'm asking, what's the status of it?
And here I thought you were going to offer us more money for the building.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'll have fixed a roof. I got some old tar paper at home.
Well, we have not had an appraisal. I am of the opinion that while I think an appraisal would be a fantastic idea, I don't know, given the leases that are in place, that would have to come into play also. So I don't know if we're going to find someone that will offer the appraisal that considers all of that.
Well, I'm talking about the value of the property, not, you know, not all the luggage that goes around with it, because that's the negotiation process. I mean, you could say the property structure, value, the land, you know, there's 6 acres, 4 acres, 3 acres, this, that has a value of that. Then, as a board, you would look at, okay, what's the dirty laundry along with it? You know, we're not going to get that because it's, you know, it's sitting on a underground mine or something, you know. But I mean, just structurally, what's land going for? Which business is going for? Square footage? You know, just to get an idea, you know. But if you're not going to do that, and if you're going to negotiate, you got to negotiate from something. I mean, you either got negotiate for what you pay for, what you think it's worth, or what you can get out of it. You know, you got three different things, and that appraisal just gives you additional information. You're talking about right now at least a sale of $100,000. An appraisal might cost $2,000 or $3,000, or maybe even less than that. You know, you're not looking for a structural appraisal, but just, you know, fair market value type of thing. And it'll just give you something to negotiate with. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know what the process you're planning on taking.
I don't believe there's anyone on this board, maybe I'm wrong, or anyone in this room that thinks the building is only worth $100,000. I think it's worth considerably more than that. Mm-hmm. The problem is that we have leases in place where whoever buys this building is going to lose money for the foreseeable future. I mean, how many years?
No, I understand that, but I mean, if even to sit and negotiate with the person who's offered, someone's offered you $100,000 and he knows all the dirty laundry.
Right.
Okay. He's willing to pay $100,000 and he knows what it is. Well, what's your counteroffer? If you're going to have a counteroffer, you have to hang your hat on something. You say, well, you know, we had it appraised, and it's appraised at $225,000. Now, yeah, there's a loss of value because of the lease, but not $125,000. So let's, you know, at least you got something to talk about. Because right now, all you got to talk about is, we think it's worth more. Well, I think it's worth less. So where do you go? You know, can always go down. You can never go up, right? So It's just a suggestion, I mean, you know.
Well, just, what was it, 6 months ago, it was worth $300,000 somewhere, before this lease was in place. So now, the building, you had to consider the building's at least worth $300,000. I mean, there was some...
I don't have a finished idea what it's worth.
Well, to me, John, I mean, an appraisal, who could come in, they could say anything they want. We actually had that money on the table, so that $300,000 was there.
Well, it's not there anymore, so you can't use it. The appraisal, there's this National Association of Appraisers, okay? They don't pull a number out of a hat. They're certified, qualified appraisers. And they'll, you know, you pay for it, but, you know, they'll give you pictures, they'll give you other warehouses, or, you know, dilapidated buildings, some comparisons. This sold in Akron, this building is 75 years old, needed to... They're not gonna take in consideration a lease, but then you at least have something, you know, to work with. Because if you're not gonna accept $100,000, where do you go? I mean, where do you go? I mean, I don't know if that other guy's backed out. I mean...
There's a number of things we can do. We can turn back to Pieceworks, we can turn to open up for auction, we can put on an open market. There's a number of things we can do.
Well, you gotta do something with it, because right now, we're getting... Should be getting $6.85 a month rent, which we're not getting. We're getting $200-some dollars. But there's gonna be a day and time when that $200 should be $1,200. And I don't know, last year, did it go up to $1,200? No, they screwed you last year. They paid you $248 for... They took $12,000 and they subtracted everything out, and that isn't how it works.
Just so that we're clear, who is the they?
Creative Housing, that's who pays.
All right.
Creative Housing pays you $1,293 a month, okay? During December, January, and February, they subtract out the snow removal. That'll bring it down to $248.
Can I offer something as well?
Yeah.
I'm under the understanding, and maybe some of the WPS people can verify this, but I believe that Creative Housing is now charging WPS
$200 a month.
Is that right? So now...
Well, they're paying... You know what?
So they got 200...
3 months out of the year, they're paying $6 rent. And I'm a member now of the Historical Society. My association is paying $200, and Medina Creative Housing is paying $6.
I understand.
Because they send her a check for $248, he sends them a check for $2, and $848, they're overpaying. They're actually, for the first 3 months of this year, December, January, February, they overpay. Now starts the springtime, it should go to $248, but there'll be 3 months, October, November, December, where there's no offsets.
Someone at Creative Housing is a hell of a negotiator.
Well, yeah, or someone on this end of this is lousy negotiator.
Well, I don't know if anyone...
Well, the one thing is you can raise 5%. Right now, you can raise your rent 5%.
You 5% of $5?
Of $14,973. But the offsets are still there. But same way with the soccer league. I'm taking too much time. Soccer team, first 5 years at least, could have went up 10% every year. It would have been a 50% increase. Okay. Had you done that, and now this second 5 years, you could do 5%. That would have been a 75% increase.
This board wasn't part of that decision.
It's in a lease document.
I understand that, John, but this board was not part of that decision.
Well,
we can't go back and do it.
No, not this board. I'm not picking on you guys. The board of directors of all of them let these people get away. Now they're in a driver's seat, and we're sitting there holding a bag. We're getting $2.98. We're getting $245 a month, and what are we spending out each month?
Ansley, you just came up with what?
Several thousand dollars.
Year to date, we're just under $14,000.
$14,000, and year to date, we've collected $648. Well, $248. Call it $800.
$248 times four.
Four?
Yeah. Well,
$800. We're not doing it. Oh, yeah, they paid beginning of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, January, February, March, April.
Yeah.
Okay, so we made four times $250, right? Mm-hmm. And we spent $14,000. What a deal. And then they're also making $800 from the Preservation Society. I'm sorry, that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir?
Dan Tizano, 5021 Grand Boulevard. I missed the last meeting, so there was an offer for $100,000 for the vehicle?
For $100,000, yes.
Are you able to share who made that offer?
Sure, Madonna Sacker.
Okay. And what is the next step in the process with that?
Well...
Are you looking for other, do you have any other offers pending?
We would have to approve that as a board, and then Creative Housing has the opportunity, per the lease that was signed at the end of December, they have the opportunity to match that.
Okay, and has Creative Housing gotten back with you with any intent?
They have not, but it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't matter. They can match whatever offer we get, so...
So, I just out of curiosity, if Soccer Association offers $100,000, Creative Housing comes back and says, "I'll offer you the same amount of money," would you then send it, sell the building?
Creative Housing has it through the lease.
Creative Housing would have it.
Would you sell it to them then?
It's a difference.
I mean, yeah.
I know it's a loss all the way around, I mean, for one pay.
If the board agrees to sell it for $100,000, I don't think who, we're concerned about who buys it.
Right, so I guess the thing is, would you seriously consider selling it for $100,000?
Dan, we would have to say, we would have to accept the $100,000 bid before we go to Medina Creative Housing for them to take their time that they have to decide whether or not they want to match that $100,000.
Gotcha, and I know you guys are just in this executive session, so, I mean, you may have been discussing, but is this something that's a viable option for the trustees to consider that bid?
Viable option insofar as what? I mean, you just heard how much money we're losing on a monthly basis, so... is it ideal for, to sell the building for $100,000? No, I don't think, I mean, ideally, we get out of that lease, the building would be worth more, and we'd be...
I understand.
Everyone would come out whole, but that's not happening.
The sky is blue and the sun is shining, I understand. But I guess the point is that, if you've got a hard offer in hand, would you seriously consider that now?
Well, that's what we're here to discuss right now.
I was looking for a kind of a yes or a no.
Would I consider it? Yes, me personally, I would consider it.
Would Mr. Raddus consider that?
Yes.
And Mr. Stoffa?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. No, I think that's all I have. We're good, thank you.
Anyone else? All right, onward and upward.
Furthering the discussion, by rights, Ian made an offer, or Medina Soccer made an offer at the last meeting. We are, per the lease, we have to supply this offer to Creative Housing. I think we should go ahead and do that, since this is the first meeting since the offer was made. Ian, I'm not sure the timelines are going to fit into this offer, everything we need to do. She has 45 days once we notify her.
So, but for you to notify her, you have to accept the offer. So are you accepting the offer?
I believe it just says, once we receive an offer, we have to notify her.
Ken just said that...
You had to approve the offer before you gave it to them, and that they have the ability to match it.
I don't have the contract in front of me. We'll have to look at it.
I have a contract.
Can you help us out, Chad, if you have it in front of you?
I have it right here, but I don't remember seeing that part where you have to offer it. I mean, I remember seeing a part where it said they have an offer to match.
What did she say in the letter?
But not a, and there's a timeframe for them to decide.
You had to accept it on before they could counter.
What section?
Section, the second paragraph of section C.
Okay. And if the lesser finds the offer satisfactory. So you're right, Ian, we have to find it satisfactory first.
Yeah, you have to accept the offer.
Yes. You're correct, Ian.
Then they have a right to match, because if you don't accept it, they're matching nothing.
Right.
Your timeframe's not working, it still doesn't.
Yeah, are you guys willing to accept those, that 45-day window for a timeframe? I mean, she has...
What is that, what it is from the day of you guys accepting it?
Actually, the day we notify her.
Yes, sir.
When you buy something, you're going to put contingent upon.
Correct.
okay? Okay, we make an offer of $100,000 contingent upon you accepting 45 days. It's all gotta be written. It's contingent upon, you know, and they'll say, we'll buy it contingent upon getting financing, or getting this, or getting that.
We'll get there.
You know, so, I mean, if they don't agree with the contingencies, you don't have a deal.
I understand.
Make all kind of contingencies.
That's what we're trying to work out now.
I would say if you're voting on accepting it, I would put the revised date in there for the 45 days. And then I'll take that back.
I would also.
I'm sure it would probably get it, it would be accepted.
I would also like to send this to our attorney. Because of that 45 days, and you guys have a 15-day window to do some inspections, that's gonna incur some costs.
Put a different date on there on the acceptance, then, that's fine.
And the closing.
Do you wanna get it processed, or they could reword it and then get it over to Menasaka for a vote?
Would you be okay with that if we send this to our attorney, have him look it over?
Yeah, he has a copy, I believe, but that's fine.
And hopefully by the next meeting, we'll have an answer for it.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Jackie Smith, 3902 Fenway. Why don't you wanna get an appraisal on this building? I mean, what are you afraid of?
I could tell you that the county, I think, has it appraised at about $300,000. The issue is, there's work that needs to be done on it. The roof on one part has to be replaced to remain. There's another section that probably has to be torn down.
Parking lot?
Yeah, there's an issue with the parking lot.
Additional DC in there.
Yeah, but that's all part of the appraisal.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure they'll take into consideration.
The leases.
But you don't know. I mean, you're not sure, but you don't know.
Well, we haven't accepted it.
How can you go ahead when you don't know?
We haven't accepted it. We're gonna send it to our attorney to look at.
I have to follow up with that, Dan Tizano again. When this building was originally purchased back in 2012, I think, for I think $80,000, there was a concern over asbestos. And I don't know if it's been addressed or not, but I remember looking through the notes, and somebody said it would cost between $30,000 and $60,000. It was less than $30,000 to $60,000 to remove all the asbestos. And there was a quote for that, but this is some lady saying this is what she thought it would be. After the building was purchased, I remember reading further, probably maybe a year later, that the actual quote to remove the asbestos was closer to $250,000. So has any of that changed? Has the asbestos been removed? And is MSA aware of the asbestos in there and the costs associated with removing that? And have they taken into consideration with the offer? I'm just reading historical data.
That sounds like a question for them. I don't know. As far as we're concerned, the reports were public record, so.
Right. So it's never been, you've never taken care of the asbestos problem with the structure?
We were told that anywhere there was asbestos, it was encapsulated, right? That's, so it wasn't an issue unless we disturbed the structure of the building.
Okay, thanks for clarifying. I just wanted to show.
Anyone else? Yes?
Robin Gray, 4074 Remsen Road. Will you be using outside counsel, or will you be using the Medina County attorneys?
This is gonna go to the prosecutor.
Okay, so this, doesn't that normally take longer, though?
We'll see what happens. Hopefully, I'll get a quick answer. There's been no, I haven't had any issues getting answered from.
Okay.
Yeah?
Thank you.
I don't wanna talk anymore. I don't know what an attorney has to do with a real estate sale, other than the actual contract. It's drawing up the contract, okay? Attorney's not gonna tell you the value of the building. Attorney's not gonna tell you how to negotiate it. He's gonna, he'll write out what you want, make it legal, all boilerplate in a purchase and sale agreement of a property. That's what an attorney does.
Right. I understand.
We don't have to pay him.
Well, you pay him, but you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just one last question. I didn't say my name earlier, sorry. Ian Jones, 328 East Liberty Street. Does it require three Does it require unanimous for you to accept it before it goes to creative housing, or does it require a majority?
Three.
So it requires unanimous. Okay, thank you.
All right. We have another executive session, but actually we have two other executive sessions, but this time I'll move to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
Anyone have anything they'd like to say? Please raise your hand, state your name and address for the record. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Jackie Smith, 3902 Fenway Boulevard. I'm kind of new to this.
Thank you for coming.
I would like to know about the zoning laws that you have here with regards to the Pearl Road Whitey's, DNL, and the Bohatty property.
Specifically what? What could potentially...
Well, Whitey's and the DNL junkyard are eyesores, and obviously the Bohatty property, everybody knows how bad that is. And is there anything that this township is going to do with regards to that?
Alice, correct me if I'm wrong, but their grandfather, because they were there before zoning took place, so...
They're pre-existing, non-conforming. You can't do anything to them or for them until they decide to sell.
Correct.
And develop.
Yeah. D&L is for sale.
D&L is,
yeah.
Yeah,
but it hasn't been
sold.
Right. Who's going to fight, right?
And then my next question is, there are many houses that are abandoned in the township. Is there any program that is going to work with having those torn down?
There have been in the past. I have not seen any recently. We're talking about grants and things that you know, we could possibly apply for, but I don't know of anything.
But have you applied for any grants?
This is old, I'm talking about. So I don't know if there's any current ones. We are, it is our intention to hire someone that will specifically be, whose purpose will be to look at grants and things. So,
what houses are you seeing that are empty, that are abandoned?
Around the, right over off of three.
In Hoffman.
Pretty much across from where the country club is. There's a couple there, and then up on...
new constructions?
Huh?
Are they new construction?
No, no.
Oh.
No, they're just all falling down houses.
And nobody lives in them?
Mm-mm.
I never knew.
Well,
that.
I don't think anybody lives in them.
Yeah,
yeah.
I see some pretty dilapidated ones.
Yeah, well, there's some pretty dilapidated houses, yeah. That's for sure.
All right, anyone else? Yes, sir.
But you didn't answer my question.
Oh, what was the question? Sure.
Well, I mean, no. What are you going to do?
We're going to have someone look into the grants. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that they're out there right now.
Have you looked? Holy mackerel. I mean, you know, you have your police, you have your guys that go fix the roads. Have them look. There's some right up from, is it Huffman or whatever that you come across here, in the right out front that you come across, right up on three. There's a couple.
Have you received any complaints on vacant houses?
Who are you talking to?
Anyone. Anyone over there. No?
No. Why don't you give them the address?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I will. I'll go.
You might want to knock on the doors and make sure they're vacant as well. Before the bulldozers come over. Sorry.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Brian and Carol Farron, 3335 Myers Road. Last meeting, I think I discussed a little bit about the bicentennial. I just want to take a couple minutes to show you, for the good of the public, you'll see these banners start to pop up around Medina County, and since it is Medina Township's 200th year as well, they come in different sizes, suitable for parade routes and so forth. Buildings, there's different vertical ones as well as horizontal. I've asked the person who arranges it, who's working with the County Bicentennial Committee with us, she's an artist, if Medina Township could be added to one of these at no extra. There might be a setup charge, I'm not sure, but I'll have that information for you, if you'd like. And something maybe in the free area to say, you know, Medina Township, 1818 to 2018, if you'd like. So I'll get back to Trustee Stopa on that. And also, thanks to Chief Dave, he mentioned earlier the 9/11 Memorial, very historic day tomorrow at the groundbreaking of a 9/11 steel beam, came from the North Tower, been in storage for 7 years. The Medina Rotary Club, which I'm a member, has been trying to get this beam structurally situated in a proper place with proper security. Took a lot of give and take over the years, but it's finally coming to fruition in, right alongside of Station 1 at Reagan and Huntington Street, kind of across from the Regal parking lot, if you will. It'll be a nice pavilion, seats, reflection area. I know it's hard to see on this poster, but I do have a few extras I could leave if you'd like to take one with you. It's also a way to contribute to it. You can buy bricks, you can be a sponsor. It's a $100,000 project, and that includes a $20,000 reserve fund for future dedication or future preservation, because probably not a lot of us are going to be around in 50 years. And I'd like to see this stay for many generations. The Vietnam Memorial has to be rebuilt right now after 30 years. So we're very conscious about making sure the construction is solid enough to hold up for many, many years. This, as I mentioned, came out of the North Tower. It's a big, I think it's about a 2-ton piece, probably about the size of this desk right here. So it's going to be suspended in two vertical, kind of a grid, to kind of give the impression of the towers at that time. And also, the reason we got it was a process in and of itself, but because Flight 93 circled over Cleveland and Medina County, which eventually, unfortunately, landed in Shanksville, but was destined for the Capitol or White House, that's why Medina County is so significant in the arc you'll see as part of the grid of Flight 93. So it will recognize the Pentagon victims, Flight 93, and of course 9/11.
What time is that tomorrow?
It's 4 o'clock tomorrow, just on site. Public's invited. If all things go well, July 27th will be the dedication.
Is this going to be at the fire station?
Yes, right, Fire Station 1. And there's plenty of parking across the street, but we hope to have a decent crowd, and you're all welcome to attend, and you're all welcome to contribute. Thanks to Chief Arbogast for his generous donation, but there's a lot of opportunity to support this project, I hope you will.
Thank you. You said on the back of that, it'll say how to make a donation to that?
MedinaRotary.org. I forgot, most importantly, a memory book is also being constructed. So all of us know where we were pretty much at about 9:30 on 9/11. You can go online, it's a free service that we're offering because we're going to find these memories, and that will go in the time capsule, Medina County's time capsule, which I'll be sealing up in December of this year. But we're going to put a lot of mementos. There's coins for those you might collect commemorative coins. I understand the fire department, that's a pretty big thing among firemen. Military vets, there's a really nice looking coin for sale for $10. That'll also help offset the cost of the construction. But the memory book is free. I would encourage all of you, just go online. It's real simple. Just type in where you were, and that'll be eventually published and compiled.
What was your address to that?
MedinaRotary.org. John, I'll give you your own copy.
You got a GoFundMe account.
Yeah, we have many ways of
it's very funding. Easy to spend your money. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Public comments about to close unless you had something to offer. Public comments about to be done. Do you have anything?
No, thank you for comment. Quite a great job, the police chief and our maintenance people.
I'll move to close the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
So before we go into executive session, I just wanted to let everyone know that I attended the safety council meeting on Tuesday and were awarded their certificate for 100% award, well, for its effort in presenting, preventing accidents and injuries in the workplace. So.
Hey, congratulations.
That is. I'll move to go into executive session with the three trustees and fiscal officer for the consideration of the employment and compensation of a public employee.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye.
And Mr. Gratis.
Aye.
We are into executive session at 8:31 p.m.
Just to clarify, you send in the...
It's started.
Assistant Township Administrator, that's what they called it.
Assistant.
Assistant.
No. Administrative assistant.
Administrative assistant. I'm going to come back from executive session at 9:55 p.m. where we were with the three trustees and fiscal officer discussing, considering the employment and compensation of a public employee.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye.
This time I'd like to put forth the following resolution, number 04192018-007, that Medina Township hires an administrative assistant at a rate of $15 an hour, full-time hours with benefits, and we offer that position to Matt Schley.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Do you want to say the date of the start date?
Oops.
Yes, please. We withdraw your second.
Oh, no, that's good. Okay. I see what you mean.
Withdraws his second. So, yes, I do need to add, with a start date of May 3rd, we'll ask him to come into our normal regular scheduled meeting on May 3rd would be the start date if he accepts. And then this is also pending the pre-employment screenings that are per our handbook.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye.
Is that the beginning of a pay period, Angela?
Mm-mm.
Oh, sorry.
How does that, I mean, what would be the difference between that and if somebody just had taken like 4 days off and didn't have sick time though? Does it matter? Do you know what I mean? Like if somebody just, before they have sick time accrued, if they just take off.
I don't understand what you mean.
Let's say we had an employee who's working right, Denny, does it, and he doesn't have any sick time left, but he has to call off.
Well, if he doesn't work the first four days, he doesn't get paid.
Right. So
no sick days.
How would that
nothing.
Be different from this employee starting in mid? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, it doesn't matter to me. Whatever you guys want. I just asked if it was at a pay period, beginning of a pay period. Okay.
So at this time, I'll move to go into executive session with the three trustees to discuss employee discipline.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
We'll end executive session at 9:58 p.m.
Was this yours?
No.
Hey, do we want to go on the record real quick?
Oh,
okay.
Should I pause it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I can't even see, I'm so blurry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I move to come back from executive session with three trustees. We're discussing employee discipline.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Oh my God, Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Then you had some...
Your time.
I'm sorry, 10:49 PM.
I advertised the Sterling truck that's sitting down here in Scottsdale on GovDeals. It was approved last year when Mr. Rosen and Jerry were in office to get rid of it. But I also have the Glen Hill plow to get rid of, a salt spreader, and 10 garbage cans I'd like to put on GovDeals.
I will move to allow Denny to put those items on GovDeals.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stoffa?
Aye.
That's all I got.
Oh, those were three items?
That's it.
Anything else, Mike?
No.
Mark?
Nope.
Angela? Celia? Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
I forgot to wait. Mr. Stoffa?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned 10:50 PM.
April 24th, 3:30, Baghdad Road.